Your opportunity starts now. Take the next 30 days of brain fuel standing on the Word of God and faith. Transfer your mind, modality, and mission. It's the same word you know activated in the way you didn't. Starting today, you can see yourself to be yourself. Sooner, secure, wiser, and wealthier. Let's go.
Shh. Hush. Matter of fact, close your room.
No matter who you are, please. No matter where you come from,
Ezra, Elijah, Ezekiel,
there is a force that unites us all.
Close your room door, please.
Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics. Available on AideCosmetics.com.
Welcome to My Sister Circle. I am your host, Dawana. Coach D is what they call me. They like to call me that. I just say Dawana. But hey, Coach D. I do have O remotely with me. O, can you hear me?
I can. Hi, everybody.
Hi, O. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm happy to see you. We missed you last week.
Glad to see you.
I can't look over there at you. I have to look at this camera right here.
I know.
Let me just look over here. Okay, great. Thanks.
I'll be back soon.
You'll be back soon? I'm so ready for you
ma'am.
To come back. I'm excited. But we definitely know that it is important to take care of yourself. You know, we've dealt with that. I've dealt with self-care myself. Mm-hmm. I had to take some time off. You have to take some time off because of self-care and getting your, you know, mental health and things like that. And now, you know, Nia is out as well today.
Did I
tell you she would be out?
You did. I saw it while I was at work and didn't get a chance to respond.
Charlie,
I hope you feel better, Nia.
So I'm going to give you guys just a little brief about Nee. So, because I want you guys to make sure you send up some prayers for Nee. You guys know that we need our prayers sent up all the time. So Nee is actually, I'm excited because Nee is, she's recording an album and Nee is on vocal rest. But not only is Nee on vocal rest, she kind of was forced to be on vocal rest this time. Nee is having some trouble with her vocal cords right now. So, guys, make sure that you, when you send up your prayers for Nee this time, make sure you be specific in what the prayers is. Like, speak healing to her vocal cords because Nee needs healing to her vocal cords so that she can complete her assignment with this album that I am just, like, super excited for it to be released. So listen, take as much time as you need. You know, Nee sent me a message today and she just was like, I'm sorry, sis. And listen, I text her back and I said, hey, you know, heal, because that's the important part. You have to heal because I want to hear my sister on an album. I love when she released music. So definitely heal. And you guys make sure you're sending those prayers up for Nee. We love you. We miss you on today. You know, we definitely love Nee energy here at My Sister Circle. So,
Yes.
So, how was your week, O?
Busy, but good. Yeah. I wish I had a twin sister, like, right about now.
Yeah, I definitely wish you had one, too, to be honest. Just thinking about the health scare that you had last week, you know you're so private. We were like really tiptoeing around last week. You know, I'll let you share if you want to share, but you know, like I said, that health scare was concerning. So I definitely wish you had a double. I know that taking some time off work is just not in the cards, you know, right now. But definitely, I'm looking forward to you taking vacation for this holiday.
I am too. I really am. I leave next Tuesday with the boys for 8 days, and honestly,
eight days.
Yeah, and I'm telling, but you know what though? The funny God works so like in an amazing way. Mm-hmm. Had my little health situation last week, and then it's like it was already planned for me to take a moment of rest. So
yes.
Even though I have got to work like a one-legged dog up until I leave, I am so glad that I get an opportunity to rest. So I will share a little snippet of what happened last week. Woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning with paralysis to my left side. Could not move. Freaked out just a little bit and went to the hospital and stayed there for a little bit. But as you can see, everything is moving, praise God, and I'm able to walk and move, and I'm not claiming anything or any illness. We are healed and whole in Jesus' name.
To God be the glory. Yes, it was definitely, you know, me, and Charlie, we were like messaging all day. Like they were both texting me back to back, like, you know, hey, we gotta. You know, what's going on? And I'm like, listen, I can't even keep up with the messages, you know, but definitely everybody was concerned about about that, because that scared us. So we know how hard you work. We know how, you know, supportive you are here at My Sister Circle. And we know that you are a mom of three little guys, and we just needed you to be okay. So I am so glad.
I am. I love you guys. I love you, and I appreciate you all so much, Charlie and me and you, sis. I appreciate it, and I love you all, and I can't wait to be back.
Yes. So we told O that she can't come back into the studio until January, guys. Okay. So she has to take a complete rest, a sea life. Boom. Pause. I know. And everybody, Charlie said, we'll see how that goes. You know, that is how you know how much O loves to be here. Seriously, her dedication. So that's how you know how much she loves to be here. So we're going to go ahead and move on with the show, guys. You know what to do. Go ahead and like, share, and tag. We apologize for being late, but we do have an amazing guest today. And I want to make sure that we kind of stay on topic and stay up with time, because we are a little bit behind from what I told her that we would bring her on. So I want to go ahead and get everything started. You guys go ahead and like, share, and invite people on. At least tag about 5 to 10 people each, okay? And then share it to different groups. We want to make sure that we get the word out that My Sister Circle is on, because you know that when we come on, we always have something to say. So I want you guys to go ahead and do that real quick. And while you guys are doing that, we are going to go to our amazing sister of the week.
Yeah.
Yes. Drum roll. Because I love Sister of the Week time. Yes. So our Sister of the Week, I forgot to tag her. While I'm telling everybody else to do it. So our amazing Sister of the Week is Vanita. Vanita, yay. Hand clap, Charlie. Yay. Okay, Charlie. Thank you. Hand clap. Yes, Charlie. That's okay. Charlie is having dinner with his wife today, so you get a pass, Charlie. Mm-hmm. All right, so Vanita, let me tell you guys, Vanita is one of the consistent, remember we talked about consistent supporters, and Vanita is one of those consistent supporters that we have had. Vanita has supported me since I before even My Sister Circle started. So to choose Vanita as Sister of the Week, it was overdue to me, because Vanita has been here to support me through Emotionally Empowered Radio. She supported every episode. She motivated me. She encouraged me with private texts, with just these surprise texts all the time. And she uplifted me every time I needed to be uplifted. one of those things that I love about Vanita is Vanita stays connected. You know how you have the divine connection with certain people, and Vanita has that divine connection with me, where she'll know when I need to be motivated. She'll know when I need to be encouraged, and she'll send out a message. She'll send an inbox. And she's always, like I said, in support of the things that I do. So when my sister circle was announced 2 years ago, when we announced my sister circle would be coming out, the message that she sent me, the uplifting message that she sent me, I mean, even down to where she spoke it into existence that I would be doing my own show. So I just want to shout out Vanita. It was your time. It is your season. Everything that you deserve, that you desire, I prophesy it over you that you will have it. It's long overdue. It's time. It is, like I said, it is your season to be motivated for us, for your sisters to uplift you and encourage you. And because your voice is so powerful, it is your season for your voice to be heard. So I just want to just shout you out and say congratulations on being our sister of the week.
Wonderful. Pretty lady.
She is so dope, okay? I'm talking about like actress. She is dope, okay? And she has, like I said, she has always been in support of everything that we do on our show. So definitely excited about her being our sister of the week. Yes. So we are going to go to a quick... Actually, before we go to commercial, I'm going to read the bio of our guest, because I want you guys, I want to be able to, you guys to get warmed up for who's coming on. So if you guys seen the flyer, our guest is Kelly Brown, and I'm going to read her bio. So I've known Kelly, since we were kids. Her and my sister were friends growing up. And we've known each other since we've been kids. So let me tell you a little bit about Kelly. Kelly Brown is an influencer and speaker, the founder and CEO of the program Solo Saving Our Lost Ones, and brand ambassador of I Make My Move in Silence Apparel. Brown, a proud native of Detroit, Michigan, from the Joy Road community, witnessed the rise, the fall, and the comeback of her community and city. Brown later took her education further and obtained her bachelor's degree in social work in 2015 from Mary Grove College. Before ever considering the social work program, she already held the title of the neighborhood therapist counselor, youth program director, and most importantly, someone the community can trust. Brown has passionately dedicated over 14 years of service working with undervalued at-risk youth. As a speaker, she focused her time on speaking on reality and not fantasy living. Speaking and breathing real life situations into the lives of youth and not a fake social media lifestyle. Brown speaks with power. She went from one day only focusing on clothes and shoes to having a God-given purpose to teach others how to make it in their environment or out the ghetto, which is your mindset first. What made Brown be the influencer and not the influence was the chapter of life that knocked her off her feet, where the trials became a triumph. Brown states, let the pain grow you up. Let the pain grow you up. A lot of her lessons turned into her blessings. Brown allows youth to open up their minds and hearts to change. What I liked about the speaker is the fact that she told us about her real life experiences. She wasn't just talking to be talking. She was talking about real life situations. Egypt Brown. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and I want you guys to get excited about our guest, Kelly. I want you to get excited that we have a community, amazing community activist here with us, an amazing influencer here, an amazing motivational speaker here. I want you guys to get excited. I want you guys to tag in people. I want you guys to invite people. I want you guys to share it to groups. Get people in here, because what we do need is we need people to influence our youth. We need people to influence our communities. We need positive people. So this is your time to come in and listen to her. She's been on plenty of platforms, but I want you guys to tune in to My Sister Circle tonight, and so that you can be a part of Kelly Brown's movement. Go ahead and go to commercial.
Stop looking in the rearview mirror of life filled with regrets. Stop regretting life with I woulda, coulda, shoulda before it's too late. Live life on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose.
Get your copy of Living and Loving Life Without Regrets by going to any of the various retailers listed on the screen.
See yourself to be yourself. A 30-day brain fuel devotional. Your opportunity starts now. Take the next 30 days of brain fuel standing on the Word of God and faith. Transfer your mind, modality, and mission. It's the same word you know activated in the way you didn't. Starting today, you can see yourself to be yourself. Sooner, secure, wiser, and wealthier. Let's go.
No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, there is a force that unites us all. Join the movement and let your lips do the talking with Aide Cosmetics, available on AideCosmetics.com.
Back to my sister circle. So if you're just joining us, we are excited. Oh, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. So we are excited about our guest that's in studio here with us. Always on remotely. Nia's not on with us today, but we do have an amazing guest on today. And our amazing guest is none other than the community activist. I make my moves in silence. No other than Kelly Brown. Yes. So we've been planning to get you here for a while.
We have.
So, the first time that we talked about you coming here, it was a while ago, but then we actually had set up where we planned for you to come, and then some unexpected things happened. So it's been long overdue for you to get in the studio as well.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So if you guys didn't hear me before, we read over Kelly's bio, and I also post that on my Sister Circle page like we typically do. And if you guys did not hear before, send it to you. If you guys did not hear it before, me and Kelly grew up together. Not a lot of people know that. You know, it just looks like we're friends on Facebook. Right. No, but we actually grew up together. History, we got some history. Her and my sister have some history. Uh-huh. And so, you know, anybody my sister cool with, you know, I'm going to rock with anyway. So, Kelly, I want you to do me a favor. Can you hear O?
Okay. Speak yes, I can hear you. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
To God be the glory. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry I'm not there to meet you in person, but so thank you so much for being here.
Definitely. I'm so excited to be here. All praise to the Most High.
Yes. I'm so excited for Kelly to be here. So, Kelly, tell us about yourself.
Oh, man, where are we going to start? First, being the daughter of the Most High God, man, I think that's the first and foremost thing. Everything else is just extra. I'm a mindset coach, empowering women to move from a stagnant mindset to independent thinking through self-discovery, embarrassment, and fears to unlock their unlimited potential to be their authentic self. I'm a speaker, passion for the youth, from Joy Road, Exit 9, man, come up off the freeway.
Yes.
So, you know, just so many different umbrellas, a business owner. Nonprofit and everything is still, you know, in the ground, you know, but I see the seed, you know, it's budding. So
yeah,
just excited to be in this position.
So with you, tell us a little bit, about each business and, the movements that you have, and I'll go to the second part of the question ever. Just tell us a little bit about each one.
First we'll start with, I make my moves in silence. So I make my moves in silence, was birthed with, just how I moved all my life. I ain't never really moved with a crowd. Mm-hmm. And my auntie was a quiet giant. She spoke with action, didn't really speak with words. And I took that model from her. Like, you don't have to tell everybody what you're doing, when you're doing it, and how you're doing it. You just drop it in silence. I can remember being in Aruba in 2013, and I wrote it in the sand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this it. This is the it.
So you wrote it in the sand.
I wrote it in the sand. And I'm like, this it, you know. And it was birthed from then.
Yeah.
Man, and it's such a powerful, it's a powerful statement.
Yeah, it's real.
It is real. Because actually I was just speaking with Charlie right before the show started, just letting him know that some stuff I just can't share on Facebook. I can't. You know, and it's some things, you know, you hear people say move in silence, but for real, are you moving in silence? Because when you move in silence and then it's birthed out,
that's
it right there.
That's it.
Because people will throw so much toxic on things.
Listen to
people will speak so many curses on things. And sometimes people will speak things not knowing that it is something that you're speaking a curse on. Mm-hmm. You just speaking it,
you know,
and so that is such a powerful statement. I can remember somebody actually sending me one of your shirts. Didn't know I knew you at all. Yeah. And she was like, make this. I said, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
She said, just make it. I said, no, I rock with the person that makes those. I can't make that. Yeah, I know how to make it. I can't do that.
Yeah, that's real.
Promise you. Like, I respect that. Sent that up. Oh, no, I can't do that.
I can't do that
one. I can't do that.
That one I ain't going to be able to do.
No, can't do that. Like, love. I know the person that I know her. Nah, she nah.
Yeah,
nah.
She's solid fact.
She's solid.
And it's so crazy because, you know, I stopped talking like, and Jesus didn't move with a crowd. You know, it's just so many things that birth, you know, I make my moves in silence. And it's like, man, just stop talking. Put in work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let the action be what it is. And
absolutely.
It was real.
Absolutely.
It became real. So Solo Saving Our Lost Ones was birthed. When I was going through my transition, God really speaking to me. I guess we get to that later before I go in deep. And I can remember my sister, like, Solo, Saving Our Lost Ones. And I'm like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everything I do, it got to be meaningful. I'm not going to do it. I remember my auntie always telling me, like, if it's not purposeful, don't even waste your time
doing
it.
Don't even waste your time.
So just really creating something where it's real. You know, we're teaching about credit. We're teaching about things that we didn't sit around the table and really learn. And, you know, our parents or, you know, whoever was in the household really didn't teach us. So just learning different things, real speakers, real people, them seeing, our community seeing what it really looked like. I can remember being at Dixon and people used to come
Shout
in
out
with
to Dixon.
Dixon
Shout
dogs,
out to Dixon.
Right? People used to come in and speak, and they used to have on their collars and, you know, their ties. And it's like, man, I can't identify. Y'all telling me how y'all making $360,000 in a year. And it's like, what did y'all do? What was the struggles?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had to be something. You know,
right.
I couldn't identify. And I said, Lord, you know, as I got older, like, man, once I speak, I want people to hear the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ins and the outs and, you know, nights cried, you know, nights, lonely nights, real stuff. Like, I just didn't get here overnight. This took time.
That's
you know,
right.
When I thought I was ready, I wasn't ready.
Oh, what did you say? What did you say yesterday? What was one of the things that you said yesterday? What did you say on our pre-recording?
Well, long what did I
what?
Say?
Long
oh,
what?
Long. You got to learn how to be long-suffering.
So people have to know about that.
Yeah, long-suffering. I thought I was ready. God said, you ain't ready. Baby girl, right. Sit down. You ain't ready.
And
I'm like, oh, yeah, ready. But he's like, no, you ain't ready because you ain't bold to speak yet.
Right,
you ain't bold
on.
Enough to speak yet.
That's right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. I ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm bold. You know, I can speak and say what I want.
Speak so, and make a statement.
Yeah, I can make a statement. I can stand behind that statement.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So why do you think God led you to start those particular business movements? Was that it? Is that all? Because I think we got something else.
I probably do.
The new edition. You got to
talk
about
everybody
the new
can't
edition.
Go. Everybody can't go in. I am the interruption. So the everybody can't go was birthed, you know, this is what, 2021?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably birthed in 19. Because it came with, like, everybody can't go. Like, I'm trying to take everybody with me, but everybody not ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That was big for me, even the people that I love. And it's like, damn, y'all don't see what we in? Like, man, we in the jungle. We in the travel. And we in captivity. We in bondage.
Yes.
We in, you know, they didn't see. And it's like, everybody can't go, you know?
Yeah.
And that, it's just so real.
It is. It is.
No,
you go ahead.
Yeah,
no, you keep
like,
talking.
Everybody can't go to the next level where God is trying to take you. You got to share some people, and that shit hurts.
It
hurts. I'm sorry. Go.
Yeah, that's what I was texting you, but it's cool. It's already done now.
You said I
was trying to get it to you first. All right, let's keep going. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. So, O has some questions for you.
Cool. I do. So how long have you been in business? I heard you say some of the dates and the years that you started.
Yeah.
And community activists. When do you think like that hit your spirit? Like, this is what I am.
Just being younger, I knew I was always in the community helping, taking everybody to church with me. You know, we playing ball. So it was like I always had a passion for the people. I forgot to talk about real estate, too, in my community.
Please talk about it. Definitely. Yeah,
So it was just like a passion of mine, you know. And then once I, you know, got older, like, oh, okay, like being in the community or community, putting a title on it really making sense. Like, oh, this is what I am. You know, this is what I've been doing since younger. Everybody, you know, at my house or, you know what I'm saying, my house was the safe haven. Or just our block and our community. Like, oh, we at Kelly House, you know, so.
So it was always in you.
It was always in me. Seeing my auntie, that's what she was, you know. She took in everybody.
So was that the question? That was all. That was it.
That is the question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what made you shift? Because this is this question.
This the meat right here.
This question is so big for me. Like, ooh, it's always so big for me. What made you shift your mindset where it is now?
Oh man, y'all ready? Did y'all laugh for this one?
No, I'm ready. Just don't cuss.
No, okay, right. I'm gonna try to watch my verbiage,
please.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Did I do that?
There it is.
Did it stop?
Yeah.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yep. The shift came at the end of 2009, beginning of 2010. We good?
We good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So the shift came the end of 2009, beginning 2010, when I had to figure out who I was. My aunt had got sick, and I knew that wasn't nobody gonna take care of me the way she did. I'm out here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, just keep going. Yeah.
Yep. I knew wasn't nobody gonna take care of me the way she did. So it was like, man, I gotta get a plan. I gotta get my life in order. I can't keep falling off going back home, because home ain't gonna always be here. So I had a job working just in little petty jobs. I remember cleaning out foreclosed homes, making really good money. But it was a void that I was missing. It was something, no matter how much money I had, no matter the clothes, no matter, it was this void that was in me, like I could be doing something more. It's more to do. You know, I'm tired of the same old strip clubs. I'm tired of the mall, the alcohol. I'm tired of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember praying, asking God to give me something greater to do. And my simple prayer was, God, give me something. I was sitting on the end of my couch in my room. And I was looking in my closet, and I'm like, I got a closet full of clothes and a closet full of shoes, but I ain't got no plan. And that became a problem, and I spoke that. And this was the first time me really talking to God, asking God to give me something. You uh-huh. know, like, Lord, give me something greater to do. I'm tired of living this lifestyle. He activated my spirit so rapidly. I didn't even believe how quick he touched me.
Wow.
Like, it was like, okay, you ready? Now you talking to
now
me.
You ready.
Now you ready.
Now you ready.
You asked me. You came to the Most High. Ooh, hallelujah.
Wow.
And it was like I started being unplugged, you know, and I was so embarrassed to see how far behind my thinking was. Like, mm-hmm. damn, I was in a trance. Like, I was so behind, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can remember going out, and I put my foot on the wall. And I'm like, dang, this how we living, this what we doing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody drunk, and I'm just looking around the room like, yeah, I'm straight, you know what I'm
yes.
saying? And it was detoxing them plug from there, you know? And I went in hiding, like.
Did you?
I did, I went in hiding.
Consecration.
I didn't know what was going on some things. I couldn't explain to people, you know? It was just like God was doing the work in me. He sat me down, took my ankles, and it's time to sit down and really listen to me. And once I started really listening to him attentively, like, oh, you want me to quit my job? Like, quit my job? I'm not quitting Ooh. My job. Quit my who? You know, and
this is my livelihood.
This is my livelihood.
This is what I think my livelihood
this
is.
This is what, yeah, you know, I'm thinking I'm just going to own a few homes
yeah.
and that's it. No, I got something else. But if you coming to me, you going to go by my rules. You going to do what I tell you to do. And I'm like, I was being obedient. Like, okay, I quit my job. And it was the takeoff, like 2 years. And it was like, once I came back into the world, I'm like, oh my God. It was like a rebirth. It was really like a rebirth.
Wow.
It was real deep. It was deep for me. It was
that
deep.
Is deep. Was oh, deep can you me. Hear us still?
I can. And okay. I want to like throw like stuff off the table because something you said was so profound to me, right? Mm-hmm. The God give me something greater to do. Now, I will be honest. I knew we were having a guest. I knew, you know, all about you, a snippet about you and all that. But this is a prayer, honest to God, that I have been praying for myself. Like, God, there's got to be more. There's something else. And you didn't just
speak life.
Wow. Clarify and speak to me. Yes, I'm going to scream and shout when we're done because I can't do that now.
Wow.
But I thank you for that. And see, that is just how God works. You were obedient to something. And I have no, I mean, I don't know you personally, of course, but mm-hmm. you were obedient to something to be a blessing to others. And I am one of the others.
My God. Mm. Thank you.
So that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was real. And just, I say it's 10 years of freedom. You know, I've been alive 10 years.
Can I show the transition pictures?
Yeah, you got
it. So we have actually some, I'm going to make sure that our producer has them because I just sent them to him. Do you have the pictures that I just sent you? Okay, no problem. So you can keep talking, Kelly.
Okay. Where was I?
It is dope, ain't it? Yeah.
So it was just like going through the transition, going through, you know, like, man, we in bondage, we in captivity. Like, he just before I even started getting in the word, he was already speaking to me and talking to me. And every time my phone rung, I was up and I'm out. So I ain't got time to know myself. I ain't got time to do nothing but run them streets. Mm. And that's where the jungle at. And I'm like, Lord, Ooh. Put me back on the porch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, I hopped off the porch. I didn't hop off the porch too early, but I hopped off and I seen, like, this is the wilderness.
They trying to kill me out here.
The streets is like a drug. Like, it's adrenaline. You know what I'm saying? You just want to be out there. You just want to be around the crowd. You just want to, man, look at that, man. All praises due to the Most High God, Jesus of Nazareth. So it was like, you know.
Completely transformational.
It was transformational. And that's what I'm trying to show people and teach people. Like, man, come on this side because there's peace and abundance over here. You don't have to do nothing over here.
And that was in 2009. Mm.
That was 2009.
Now, you know what's so incredible that date is on that picture.
I know. And I was.
That's incredible that the date. Because that was a purpose for you to be able to show that through your journey.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of times we get that date. You know what I'm saying? So that's that's incredible that date is even there for people to really see
it. Man, that's healing. This right here is healing.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You know, to just be free and let everything go and heal internally. Like, that's a process to get naked. You got to get naked.
You do.
Like that. People ain't ready to get naked. No. I said, God, I want to always, I don't want to be perfect. I just want to be real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So people can see what it is. You ain't got to be perfect, man. God going to take you. He going to clean you up. And I can remember, guys, like I was in church and the pastor, I had so many different encounters with God where I knew, okay, this pastor, he's speaking. My pastor was speaking to me at the time because I used to sit up in the balcony like, I ain't going down here on the first floor. I ain't ready to get up there, right? So I can remember sitting on the first floor and I'm sitting and my palms are sweaty. I'm like, man, he talking to me. He said, you got to quit playing peekaboo. 1 minute you in and next minute you out. And I'm like, oh, this message is for me. And I can just remember leaving the pews.
One minute you in, one minute you out.
I need this assignment that's on your life. This ain't got nothing to do with you. It's bigger than you. And I was walking out the pews and I just felt the chains breaking from me. I felt the bondage I was just light as a feather walking down the pew, walking down to surrender. Like, it's time for me to surrender. You're going to have me crying here. Like, it's time, you know. And I went on the journey like, man, it's time. Man, I'm free. And I ain't going back.
I'm not going back.
I'm going back to the wilderness. And we see how it is right here in our generation and what's going on. We got bamboozled, man. We're being rocked to sleep, and it's time to wake up.
That's right. Didn't I tell y'all that we was going to get some nuggets? Remember I was like, I said, y'all, we going to get some nuggets when she come in. We going to get some gems when she come in because, and it's always, You always know, because right now we off. It just kicked us off Facebook. Mm-hmm. You always know, when it's, you already know when it's powerful, it happens. I thank God for technology, mm-hmm. though, because we're still recording, so he can just play it after. But because the purpose, because this is so, this is a meaningful show. This is you being here in this season is what's needed. Mm-hmm. People need to hear, you know, that's why I say every time I, you know that you're on a different platform, I'm like, she really got something to say.
Thank you.
And even your statement, everything that you have, I make my moves in silence. I am the interruption. Everybody can't go.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, those were given by God. Those are statements.
I tell people, these are not my hands. These are not my, these are the thoughts. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I couldn't do this in my mic. I couldn't speak like this in my mind. I didn't have this boldness in my mind. The dunamis power is real.
Come.
The authority is real.
Yeah.
The anointing is, it's real.
It's real.
It's hands down. Y'all can go playing over there with the, hey, I'm not playing with God. I remember was telling me, like, if you don't start speaking, then I'm going to take your gift.
Mm.
And I said, Lord, I remember he wanted me to speak to this woman. This is when I first was coming into, you know, knowing who I am. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not saying to her. I don't want her to think I'm trying to get on her. You know, and mm-hmm. I bent the corner. And I'm like, I'm not saying that. I'm like, and I was disobedient, you know. And it's like, nah, Lord, I'm not saying that, you know. And once he started really activating me and speaking to me, it's like, I took off. I ain't care. Like,
and you know,
I woke up.
even some of the most popular people in ministry mm-hmm. sometimes miss it mm-hmm. and they're disobedient and they don't speak mm-hmm. what God is saying to them. Mm-hmm. I can remember hearing Juanita Bynum preach and she said, and she's so powerful. She said she was open and transparent and repented on the mic mm-hmm. openly and said, God told her to reach out to Bobby Christina. Mm. She said, and she didn't.
Mm.
She said next day, she said, God told her to reach out. I'm sorry, I misspoke. God told her to reach out to Bobby mm-hmm. about her when she was in the hospital. Mm. And you know, that they went on ahead and took her off and everything.
Yeah.
And God spoke to her and said, no, it's not, I don't want her taken off of that. I'm going to bring her back.
Come on, God.
And she didn't go to him and tell him. she said the next day it was headlines that she had died.
My God.
She said, that took me out.
Yeah, it's scary because I probably had a word for that lady and I ain't say it because I was scared because, I'm like, I don't want her to think I'm trying to talk to her.
But a lot of people, we do. And that's.
Yeah, I still think about that. That's what made me, I can still remember this. And this is like 09. You know.
And that's just what you said was so powerful. And I know O will have to agree because her and I talk about mm-hmm. this all the time. Just being that bold person, when God tells you to do something, you move no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, her and I always talk about, you know, God deals with us about not looking at the numbers. Because God tells you to do it, you do it in boldness mm-hmm. and you do it no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so that is so powerful that you do have to use the tool that he gave you. And if he gave you that, because he will take it away.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. I'm amazed that, you know, that everything that's coming out is just, not only is it confirmation for us as individuals, and I'm sure that it's going to be confirmation for some other people and just healing for some other people of what you're saying, but it's confirmation to us as a show,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
some things that mm-hmm. you were saying. So, do you have some another interview question for her?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, what would you say is the driving force for you? What keeps you motivated and pushing?
First, my niece, my little baby sitting right here, London Elizabeth. She keep me going as well as the nose. You know,
the nose,
like, the pain, you know what I'm saying? I turn my pain into power, and knowing that I got somebody mm-hmm. looking at up to me, that's going, like, I got to lead the way. You know, I got my niece,
she said the nose,
my nephews, I got two younger nephews, you know, and it's like, somebody got to be, I got to be the savior. I got to show them. Cause I had a savior. My aunt was my savior. Mm-hmm. She was my sacrificial lamb. She was the one that stood in the knee. Like, God called her home at 91, and I thank God so much for her. Like, she still had Mike on her when she transitioned and ascended. I seen it all, y'all. It's just, it's to be able to talk about her in the with a smile, you know, like God. And I do it. I seen a 91-year-old still strong when God called her. So it was like, I came, folk. I came from something. I came from community. I came from greatness. It's like, man, okay, you know, but not God know. You know.
I love that.
And I'm being my authentic self. I gotta win.
Right. And you're doing what God, you following the blueprint.
I'm following not my blueprint, the blueprint that
God. Yeah, like, you following his blueprint.
Never in the middle of years what I thought I'd be speaking. That was the fear that I had. So I know it was a calling. Like, I'm doing something that I was running away from. Yeah.
That's the same thing I say all the time. Like, whoo.
So that's my driving. I got a few driving, you know, the no's, the people that flaked out.
Speak on that. The no's. Oh, that's powerful within itself.
Yeah, the no's or people not believing or, you know, I had to, with a chin up, you know, I took a lot of things with the chin up, y'all. And I just started moving at a different frequency. Like, okay, yo, no, but not God, no. You know, and really understanding, like, I'm trying to build a platform and a foundation where I'm putting other people on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to do nothing funny and bold to stand on stage. And that's what, okay, not y'all know, I'm not saying that. I can remember, guys, I was at a network. I won't say what network I was at, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't play with God. I'm not with the keep the clap, you know, woo woo, right?
I'm not with the Amen crew. I say that all the time. I'm not with the Amen crew, okay? So I'm at this event,
and it's a recording. It's a lot of prophets there. It's a lot of name people there. And I'm sitting back like, no, I'm not standing up because that didn't touch my spirit. Or this person only said amen, and everybody could, you know, men going around clapping. And I'm like, no, I'm not playing with God. And everybody looking at me like, why I ain't getting up? I'm not playing with God. So I knew I wasn't going to be invited back there. And that was okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it. So just me. And when God told me, you're not ready. You know, now, you know, I'm able to speak and do things in a different manner. But it is what it is. It's like, yeah. So a lot of things, driving forces, you know. What we want to talk about, family?
Listen. Man. I got a question for you, though. Okay, actually, I got a question for you, and then I want because I want us to get to modeling your baby girl and showing everything. So, one of the questions that as I was writing your interview questions out, and typically we try to stay on the same path for each interview questions, and a few change for people when God say change these questions.
That's right.
And so I've never asked this question to anybody, and I was like, oh God, you want me to ask her that? If you had to speak into your own life for what the next 5 years is going to look like for you, what would you say?
Oh, the next 5 years, I'd be what, 41?
What would you say?
What would I say? What would I say to myself in the
to
next
yourself?
Day?
If you had to stand in the mirror and prophesy to yourself or speak life into yourself, what would it be that would take place for the next 5 years for Kelly's life?
It'd be the abundance, the freeness, just speaking life into others on platforms that I couldn't even imagine that I'd be on, traveling around the world to speak my truth. Just speaking life and speaking into myself. I look at myself in the mirror and I'd be like, oh my God, look how far I came. To be able to really see myself, you know, and I'd just be like, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be where I am now. So 5 years from now, just seeing myself in the places where God already told me I was going to go, I just had to believe. Yeah. So just really believing in myself, believing in what God said, that the promises he had for me. And to be able to see the fruits of my labor and to be able to see the promised land now. Speaking it now.
That's right.
I'm speaking it now. Right. Like, the promised land is real. I'm experiencing some of it on this side. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is free, you know. So just speaking
this is
of wealth.
What freedom is.
This is what freedom is. I love it. I love it. You know, speaking wealth tenfold. Like, you know, numbers. Just abundance and spreading the wealth, man.
I love that. I love that. So O has one last question for you. Okay. That's off topic that we ask every one of our guests. So go ahead, O.
Yes. So when you hear the phrase, there is no competition in sisterhood, what does it mean to you?
Oh, everybody eating. Like the whole thing. Like, it's plentiful. It's like, it's fruitful. It's a richness. Mm-hmm. It's wealth. It's, man, we ain't had nothing. Like, I feel like the things that I don't know, you may know. So it's the piece that's coming together. I don't mm-hmm. know everything. And I feel like putting each other on is the biggest thing that we can do. Like, absolutely. We all can really eat out here. We all can really get wealth. Like, it's really a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And that's how mm-hmm. my circle is. Like, man, we all teaching each other something. Whether it's, you know, buying houses in the community. I put my homegirls on. I put everybody on. Some people wasn't ready. Everybody can't go. You know, some took off. Like, okay, I'm going to grab it. Mm-hmm. You know, just being a sacrifice. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm a sacrifice for you.
And so, really, mm-hmm. this isn't on the interview list, but okay. why do you think women are in competition with each other?
They ain't healed. It's a lot of unhealed souls. Women are broken. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, we got to heal. You know what I'm saying? I don't want what you got. And if I see something that you got that I want, I'm going to go get it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
That's it. It's so simple. We think it's so simple, because it could be so simple. We honestly,
on the same tune. We on the same frequency. So we think we gotta heal. Like, no, it ain't no competition.
That's right.
And once you set yourself around your tribe, you ain't gotta worry about a lot of stuff.
Come on. Yeah. That's it right there. Yeah. So the most exciting part, even though these interview questions were on point, everything that Kelly said was on point, but we do have something exciting, because this beautiful child over here that is so quiet, I'm going to have her model some of one of the statements that was created by Kelly.
Yeah.
Right, so come sit, stand. She should stand right here in front of the table, baby.
In front of the table.
I love it.
Right here, in front of the table.
Cool. So tell us.
Oh my goodness! What a peach pie!
Face the camera.
She be so sad.
That's okay. Look at yourself, beautiful. Now move your hands so we can see the words. Now go ahead and tell the people that just logged on one more time about this statement.
So, I am the interruption, meaning I am literally the interruption. I am the sacrifice. I'm not passing down no more generational curses, lies, and the same blueprint that ain't got us no money. It's time to boss up and level up, man. We changing the narrative. We dropping a new blueprint. Where we're able to eat and we're able to see wealth in abundance. That's it.
All right. London, next. Right?
And where can London. I purchase that? Because I need one.
We're going to get everything. actually, can you post the, Charlie, can you put up her website and things like that? And then it's some pictures
tonight.
You can put up after she shows everything, you can put up the pictures that I sent you as well. Okay, London baby, can you have a seat for me? Go so ahead. Beautiful.
And being
she is gorgeous.
Man, thank you. That's my niece, man. London Elizabeth.
That's beautiful baby.
And being the interruption, man, you got to go against the grain. You got to go against the grain of your family. You lose family members because you're really trying to bring people out of bondage and everybody not ready to go. Or they say you acting fake or you acting funny. It ain't about that. It's about growth.
Come on.
We need to be on one accord to win.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So some people still in the slumber, but I love y'all. I'm going to still come back for y'all.
That's okay. That's fine. You can go ahead and show. She has them here with her, but you can go ahead and show the pictures. So she's getting ready. So you can go ahead and post the pictures.
Yeah.
She's getting ready. So this is London here. Yeah, oh, she your right hand. She always been with you. Yeah. She always with you.
Best friend be with me.
I love it.
Unplugged.
She got the mats. You guys see that? She got the mats. That's
love
a statement
it.
At your front door.
That's at your front door.
So you do a lot of vendor events.
I do. You know, I love vendor events. Mm-hmm. I love to pop up.
Because you get to talk to people.
Yeah,
you get to use that tool.
I don't want a brick and mortar.
Yeah.
My main goal right now, you know, the apparel is cool, but that mm-hmm. ain't that's not my focus. My focus is really waking up the masses with the coaching, with the mindset mm-hmm. coaching. Like mm-hmm. really changing the mindsets. Like I made it out the ghetto. When I say the ghetto, I made it out the ghetto in my feet and my moves.
So I love that you even that is something that you do is the coaching.
Yeah.
That's so important. And even with, you know, when I became the life coach and I was like, okay, God, okay, all right. Now I'm a life coach and I just did it honestly for the show.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say just for the show, just because I wanted the extra strategies and the things that they give you in life coaching classes and things like that. But when it came down to, you know, okay, but, you know, life coach is so broad. Okay, but what are you? And God said, you're a motivational coach.
Come on.
I said, oh, okay, Lord, I guess you're right. That's simple. Okay. It's not that simple. It's not that simple because being a motivational coach, you got to make sure that you know how to motivate yourself. Mm-hmm. And that ain't always, you know,
it ain't always.
You pushing every day if you're going to motivate somebody else. You pushing through all, everything. You know, everything.
You going through.
You got to go through. And so I had to realize that some of the things that I go through, it's not because you there's some issues that I have. It's some things that you go through so that you can be like,
man,
fortified, and you can have that strength to motivate other people.
To keep
and
going.
That was something that was.
We got to keep going, even through the betrayal. The one like, oh, my God, we ain't hit that. I know.
Come on. You got to like, come back on that one.
We're going to talk about it. You know, it kept me going. Let that pain grow you up. I ain't staying stuck.
That was good. All right, show us what you got here. That was good.
Man, we got the everybody can't go. You already know what it is, man. The everybody can't go.
Love it.
This is the I make my moves in silence. This is the baby right here.
You know, that's your first.
It's where it all started. And I did not bring an interruption. It's another.
No, but your baby model.
That's what she did. Another. Come get y'all something nice for Christmas.
And that's the Wayne State colors right there.
You know, 60 pop, man. Come
that's
see.
Nice.
Get your loved one something nice for Christmas, man.
With a nice statement
with
on it.
With a nice, meaningful statement, man. We got the beanie hats. Come see us. You know it. And then the journal, 10 years. Now, this right here, man, came in the making. With just 10 years of quotes that my aunt left, learning lessons, my living
legends.
So
the quotes are in the inside.
Yeah, the quotes are in the inside. Let me open that up. You can see it. You
know, okay, I love that.
Yeah, you can see that.
Beautiful.
And I'll leave y'all with one, too.
I love that. The quotes are in the inside.
Yeah.
That's good. We got to be reading some quotes out of there.
Let me read one real quick.
Go ahead.
Right. So betrayal. Betrayal was worse than death in most cases. That's Jadakiss, right? I thought death would have been worse. No, betrayal had me bent over, crying and sick. It was like I was at a funeral. That's life. You would have to learn to move and heal properly from betrayal. I wanted to take vengeance in my own hands, but I saw how God dealt with them for me. And I read what Judas did to himself, Matthew 27:3-16. Judah hung himself, you know what I'm saying? Because the betrayal he did to Jesus. He couldn't even stomach it. And he did it for a couple shackles.
Did y'all? That's in her journal, okay? So, guys, purchase that journal. That's dope. I got to get one of those tonight.
Come get a journal. Yeah, we got the mask. Solo saving our lost ones. And then I make my moves in silence. You know, we got some stickers for the car.
Love it.
Some old stickers, a few little buttons, you know. Here we go.
She got a movement.
Good stuff. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate this time.
Yeah. So if you had to leave my sister's circle with something, what would it be?
My sister's circle. Like, that's so big within itself. I would just leave to the audience, like, man, make your moves in silence, man. Step away from the crowd and get right. You're going to lose a lot of people, even the people you love. Because they're not going to understand the purpose that God has for you. The purpose that God has for you is for you and him to understand, not for everybody to understand. And that's something I had to learn. So I stopped being mad at people that wasn't ready to go because they didn't get the assignment that was on my life. Still love your people. Man, I got a few dreams. I could just drop some jewels for days, but just leaving the people, man, it's time to pick up a plan, man. Y'all see what it is out here. Y'all see what's going on in our land, man. It's a drought. And we thirsty, and we got to thirst for the Most High God so he can wake us up. We in the slumber. It's time to wake up. God is removing the veil from the people's eyes, and it's really time to pay attention to see what's going on in our land. Our kids are dying. They're being led astray. There's so much death and destruction upon us, and it's time to wake up. I make my moves in silence. Jesus didn't move with a crowd.
Love it. Love it. Oh, you got something before I close us out?
I am just motivated beyond belief. You have spoken to my soul today. My God. And thank you. I am looking forward to hearing much more from you. And I hope you come back So I can meet you in person.
I'm back. We need her to come. We need her to come back with me on the show as well.
Yeah, where are you?
She had, listen, me has some, she's recording an album.
Yeah.
And so she had vocal cord issues.
Man, together. So she got,
so we had to put her, we had to tell her to take vocal rest.
All right.
But she knew she needed to take vocal rest, but she's committed. So she wanted to make sure she still came. Like, well,
I'm like,
hey, well, you know what you could do is come on and not say nothing. And then it was like, both of us was like this. No. Yeah, that's not going to work. You're not going to not say nothing. No, you know, like, don't do that. All right, guys. Yeah. Well, we had an amazing time with Kelly, and we are inviting her back. This is her official and being invited back. We'll get the date for next year sometimes. Listen, hopefully we can get it for January or February, get her back in here. She has, actually, tell us what the next, you are on a platform. Tell us about that real quick.
The platform on January 13th through 15th is the a summit, Dive Deep Summit. It's free. Get your tickets, man. It's a
I got
free
mine,
summit,
y'all.
Man. It's going to be so many knowledgeable people speaking and breathing life. I'm speaking on the 26th at my church, St. Stephen, in December, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to post that flyer on social media.
Cool.
And my documentary, I'll be releasing it again in January.
Okay.
So people can see and really just look into my life and see where I came from.
Everything that she spoke about will be posted on our page. Her website will be posted on our page. You can actually contact her even to get the merch has, so that you can be a part of her movement, because her movement is so incredible. And we're going to actually see, Kelly is going to be all over the world, global. So you want to be a part of that movement and get a part of that, because it is so important for our young people to know that they are the interruption, to know that should be making their moves in silence and everything, because we actually are having too many deaths. We just had a young man pass away that all the streets, I mean, they love him. His name is Young Dolph. So we want to make sure that we speak on I Make My Moves in Silence, because if those things are spoken into our young people, they'll know how to move, and they'll know how to move in silence without going through the neighborhood after you become a millionaire and you moving the same. So you got to know how to move different. Mm-hmm. And then we want to make sure that we are speaking. Everybody can't go to our young people too. Even adults need that type of thing spoken into them, to know when to let go, to know when to move on, to know that you can still love somebody even through I can't take you with me though. So I want you guys to be a part of Kelly's movement. And listen, guys, there's no competition in sisterhood, and remember to always fix your sister's crown. Good night, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Peace and love.
Stop looking in the rearview mirror of life filled with regrets. Stop regretting life with I woulda, coulda, shoulda before it's too late. Live life on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose.
Get your copy of Living and Loving Life Without Regrets by going to any of the various retailers listed on the screen.